on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening we have Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. We have Janna, Mig Death by Gucci. And somewhere out in the ether world or the cloud is Mig Chainsaw Chester. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
How about you?
Good.
There he is. He found his way out of the cloud.
He keeps dropping.
He was in the hopper with Mike.
Yeah.
I escaped from the hopper.
You know, it's funny that there was some people posting that they didn't know what the heck we meant by the hopper.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
I tried to respond to them, didn't I?
I think so.
You probably just confused them.
But yeah, basically a hopper is just a development area. And so you use the term that it's in the hopper, it's in the lab, that kind of stuff. So,
yep.
But no, things are good. I actually had to take the day off from work today. I had to replace the brakes on my car. That was fun.
Oh, you did you do that yourself?
Yeah. I like to live on the edge.
Wow. I didn't take you for a mechanic kind of guy. Good for you.
I have my moments of amazement. I do all kinds of stuff. I used to be a plumber and all kinds of things. And people just like have no clue. They're just
impressive.
What? You do all that stuff?
We had plumber crack too, didn't you?
I did.
Most people earned that crack.
I actually got wider after I got out of plumbing, but you know.
You can always go back.
Yeah, so it was a day out of the office, and actually it went much smoother than I thought. It were much more difficult in my wife's van when I did those than it was on my little Chrysler Sebring, but still. But yeah, that's how I spent my day. And then we went out, and my son was selling cookies for his choir, and we're out distributing those this evening. So that was kind of our evening festivities.
Do the Girl Scouts get mad about this?
They're not that kind of cookies. It's cookie dough. So,
okay,
yeah,
all
it's
right.
not it's not in direct competition with the Girl Scouts.
I'm surprised he's not selling computer cookies.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Cookies yeah. Current batch 40
the
cookies.
Current batch. 43.
I know what you're going through because I'm with my son. He's doing the Scouts.
Uh huh. So you got popcorn sales. Yeah.
See what?
Popcorn sales.
Yeah, the popcorn sale. But you know what? It's the only thing that they do all year.
It's overpriced.
Bring in money.
It's overpriced popcorn.
But if you look at what it does, is it actually gives them the money that they need all year.
Well, I bought some. I did my duty. But
yeah.
The Girl Scouts don't jack up the prices, just saying.
Yeah.
They're not smart enough, though.
They sell a lot more because of it. Girls are so much smarter.
And there's a pre-boxed ready to go. There's, you know, the popcorn you got to still stick in a microwave somewhere.
Exactly.
You can eat those.
Unless you
can eat those cookies
kind.
Running right through the what do you call it? That's true. You can buy the tins with the gourmet stuff in it.
Yeah. I mean, they also have just the kernels themselves, so you can pop it in a popper.
Yep, we do that too.
Just throw it in the hopper.
Hopper popper.
The hopper popper.
So what's going on in Spockholm? Anything in the hopper?
Yeah, we actually released a new Spocklet called the Backupinator.
Backupinator.
The Backupinator. And what the intention for it was is we had a lot of people that said, you know, occasionally they reset their cookies and then they lose all their settings in the new toolbar that we've released. And Ike started thinking about it a little bit and said, well, what if we created a one script that backs up all the settings for the different scripts that we've got. And so he wrote the Backupinator. And what it does is it basically takes your settings from the toolbar, and it takes your settings from the checklist, and also from the Assassinator, I think is the third one.
And stats history and inventory history?
No, I don't think so. I think he started with the first three.
It would make sense.
Let me talk about what it does, and I'll tell you where it's all heading. So we did that, and we said, well, you know, great. Now you can start backing this stuff up. And what it does is it just creates a nice little file that you can save off somewhere, and then you can re-import back in later if you need to. Then we started saying, well, what if the toolbar itself had an automatic backup mechanism in it so that it would just back up all your scripts, you know, and save all your settings and things like that. And then we use a database to do it so that it's, you know, off-site, safe, and whatever else. Then cookies really make no difference. So then we started to go a step further and said, you know, we've always done everything, you know, at Spockholm free for donations. So what we're actually building is that those people that have ever donated to us or donate in the future, we're going to go ahead and put a golden bar or a golden frame around the outside of the toolbar to indicate that you've donated, and then provide free backup services to those people that contribute. So sort of a thank you.
I want a golden toolbar.
That's what I'm thinking. See, everybody wants a golden toolbar.
I have to get my golden toolbar.
Yeah. And so, you know, since we don't force anybody to donate or whatever else, then this would just be a service that we're offering, which is the backup portion of it. And since we do have to pay for server time and stuff like that and storage time, then those donations will help pay for that. And it'll sort of be kind of a thank you back by acknowledging when they launch up their toolbar that they'll have the golden toolbar. So that's kind of where we're heading with the idea. So I think that'll be kind of nice. It'll be something that people won't have to then think about or remember, okay, I've created the file, but now I got to go save it somewhere else.
They're going to want that golden toolbar.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
sure.
Like I said, that's just something we've been playing with in our minds that might be something, an extra nicety about the toolbar that we can add in. So, and then my weekend project will be to get the complete list of all the Spocklets in the toolbar, or at least available to Ike that he can make them available in the toolbar.
You guys rock.
So.
Yeah, that will be nice.
Yep.
I don't like file saving because what happens is I forget to do it. Like, I know you can back up the stats history and inventory history.
Right, right.
But I never remember to do that in between cookie clearing times.
And I forget where I put it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
I'd really like to have it because I fall in the same boat. I'll forget to go save it offline. I went in and ran the backup inator the other day and then forgot to copy the files out. So, I mean, unless you do that step, you're going to basically be back in the same boat again, starting over if something doesn't work.
Yep, and that's a drag.
So, those are the couple of big ones.
Because we talked about the family battle mode on the last show.
Yes, we did talk about that. That was
controversial. Well, I got to say, personally, some of the most fun I had this week was watching the two of your families have a battle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The asses and the Spocks went to war.
That was awesome. It was really fun to watch you guys fighting. It was really
fun. Yeah, we had fun with it, too.
It was a four-hour battle, and a lot of our people were asleep when it started. So we did a pretty decent job of hanging somewhat close to the asses for a while. And then we started to make a heck of a comeback, and then we just ran out of time.
They
you know?
Were getting worried, too. They were like, we gotta pull our lead.
And they're like, my God, Pistol Pete just keeps healing. Ah!
And then watching you and Jen go back and forth in our chat room was funny. I was having so much fun just watching you guys.
Well, I was just using the Assassinator with the mode because I wanted...
Oh, you still were.
No, that was the whole reason for the battle, to test it out.
I see.
We tried a one-hour battle with a different family, but the problem was that none of our members were showing up, and only two of us were getting points, even though people were fighting. And I think that's such a bug with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that when we fought Spockholm, we did a four-hour battle, and it took about an hour for everyone to show up.
Well, so, you both seemed like you were having fun, and that's, I think, why it was so much fun for me to watch.
To see people commenting on Pistol Pete. They're like, he never dies. We can't kill him.
You should have a cloak or something around you guys.
Well, I said, I joked about with everybody. I said, well, if you're running the Spockholm toolbar, then it makes us invincible.
Yeah, you should.
It automatically intercepts any attack at us and just diverts it somewhere else.
It should never work against an opponent.
And I probably need to be careful in saying that because I'll never forget when Aaron first came out and started talking about Chucker. And he said, for every gift you send, I take one, as a joke. And further down his page, I'll never forget the kind of crap storm that had started in the community of, well, Aaron's stealing people's stuff. And
I remember that.
Oh, God, it's so funny. But now I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, now I mentioned that, you know, we should be blocking attacks on Spocks. And now all of a sudden it'll be, yeah, they're cheating. They're blocking, so we can't fight them. That's not true. It's not happening. We fight just like everybody else. And in fact, I click just like everybody else in the last few battles I fought.
Fast.
Yeah, I'm invincible.
You're going to
not quite.
The Logitech super clicker before
That's
I know.
That's right. I'm going to get the Logitech.
Well, it is faster to do those battles manually. Because what I noticed when I was in the battle mode, that, you know, I fixed my filters. Because obviously if you have revenge attack going, the people in your own family are going to be stealing the ices.
And you can't fight them.
Yeah, you don't want that. But and a lot of people in the Spotcomb family are friends. And then a lot of them I lose to. And once you lose to someone, they get put in the blacklist so you won't attack them again. So it does a lot of looping to try to find targets. So it's not as fast.
No, you're going to go a lot faster just finding a live one.
But it's nice if you're in a battle and you don't have time to babysit it. Then you can run that.
Yeah. I do want to say that I think that Zynga needs to listen up. And those people that are fighting in a battle need to be targets regardless of whether or not they're in your mafia or not.
I agree for a battle.
I mean, if you're fighting in a battle, then they need to be. You need to be able to attack them.
I agree. Without having to go through the hassles of
Removing them and then adding them back and everything else.
Because it's not worth it for an hour or 4 hours.
Right.
So, you know, half a Spock I couldn't attack and I wasn't going to remove them. Well, and the feature I think would be a lot more utilized and a lot more fun if people, A, understood it and, B, didn't have all the bugs.
And got rewarded.
Right. And you didn't have to go through the hassle of removing people because they're in your mafia.
True. Very true.
And yes, on the rewards too, because everyone's like, well, we don't get anything for it. Why are we going to do it? And so your family would prefer you not to do the battles because they just want to work on the boss fight, which actually gives you something you can use.
Unless you want your animal badge to grow. We're warthogs now. Yeah. I'm scared of warthogs.
I know the badges are, what's a good word?
We don't need no stinging badges.
They're
what's
lame.
What's a non-offensive? Yeah, lame. I was going to use the G word, but that might offend people, which
and,
it should.
And then I will talk about one other, one of our other Spocklets got like a minor update because now they've removed Jeff from the the boss fights and they've added
Clyde
Axworthy.
And he has an axe.
And he actually does have an axe.
Yeah. I thought it would have been funny if he had a knife.
I know, if he had Jeff's
we would have tore him apart again. Over that, but yeah, so we've updated the boss fighter to now fight those two bosses that are still out there. So,
and you updated inventory group to
include. Inventory group now does conclude his loot that he drops occasionally. So, and there's still, you know, that pending issue. Well, where are all those bikes?
Those street blades, you can't get them anymore.
No,
but you
I know.
Know what's funny is the item that you can't get is called the ivory-billed woodpecker. And in real life, they thought, I did some Googling on it. I'm not an animal expert, but I was curious. They believed that this woodpecker was extinct and no longer existed. And then there were some sightings of it. And so it was a big to-do to go out and try to find this bird.
So we're not going to find it.
Right. And the analogy kind of made me laugh. Well, it's impossible to get in the game, so they might as well. It makes sense.
Yeah. At least they synced with reality.
Yeah. But I did find some people in the Mafia War Gods that actually got the Street Blade and the Argentinian Lullaby. And they sent me screenshots. And of course, you know, people say, oh, these are Photoshopped. But they weren't. They actually did get them.
Why would anybody just really waste their time on Photoshopping that anyway? I don't get it.
Some people have, just as a joke. Like one guy in my family, Hayden, he loves to make these.
Well, jokes are one thing.
Yeah.
That's different, you know.
He made one with four street blades. And then he got a little cheeky with it. And street blades were like everywhere. And I'm like, you're obsessed with these street blades.
They're so elusive.
So what's going on in the game, Jen?
Well,
we talked about a few because Spocklet's affected.
Mafia Wars Live. Remember we were saying it shouldn't really be called that anymore because it's not live. Well, they changed their name, so it's now the Mafia Wars Insider.
Oh, good for them.
Were technical difficulties, so they didn't air it yesterday like they were supposed to. It will be aired today, like when you're listening to this.
Thank goodness. I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. And they didn't put it anywhere. Like, there was an announcement on their blog or on the channel. So, I had planned my day to listen to that because people prefer to read my notes on it sometimes than listen to it. They don't have, you know, a half hour to do so. And it wasn't there. And then, like, a couple hours later, someone made a comment on the Ask page, and it was mentioned on the forums. So they didn't really do a good job of telling people that it wasn't going to be on. So you'll have that to watch tomorrow. some good news. Remember the last show we talked about how the levels stop at 25,000?
Mm-hmm.
And we actually talked about it a lot more, but due to editing, there was just me and Jana mentioning it. But they fixed that. And so the level cap has been lifted. We don't know if a new one was imposed, but, you know, we should find out as players get there.
As they advance.
Right. And Ike was trying to figure out the formula. It looks like if you're above level 25,000, you're not going to get the same amount of experience needed to get to your next level. You're going to need a lot more.
So, yeah, that makes sense, though, don't you think? So basically, they can get stronger now and beat us up worse than they already are at that level.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why they put they thought that they were putting the level in to prevent people from getting so big. But the reality is, if you play that much, you should be able to grow.
Exactly. Or why would you?
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun for those players to not be able to do anything.
Yep.
They could still play with their refills, but
if they're fighters, they're still happy as long as they get to kill people.
Yep.
Well, you know, the majority of players are energy players. Get that high.
Yeah. To get that high.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But there is one big fighter in the game that got to that level, and some say because he got to level 25,000 is why they lifted the cap, because apparently he spends a lot of money. I like to think they listened to our show and fixed it.
Yeah. Well, but you know, like there's a lot of people at 25,000, and I would think to get to that high, you had to spend some money. I don't know. I've been playing the entirety of the game and I'm nowhere near that.
Well, if you set your account up to be a serial leveling account and you left it running 24/7, you could easily get there.
Wow. But then you're not really playing.
No.
Yeah, it's insane.
They mentioned on the last episode of the Mafia Wars Insider that the daily take was going to be extended. Now, they said extended. And they said you would get rewarded more for playing longer. So we assumed it would go past 7 days. Well, that's really not what happened. It got revamped. So you still get something every day by clicking on the link for the daily take. And there's a possibility of 6 items and you get to choose one. And they're not as good as we saw with days 4, you got that energy boost. And days 6 and 7, you either got like 5 skill points an attack or 15 health points. Sometimes
these things have an attack at 85 and a defense of 85. Those are the two top things that are there.
Not helpful.
I'll get to that. The loot, you can also get some loot items, but the stats suck. But what you can get is skill points. And a lot of people are saying this is a nerf, but it's really not. There's a trick you can do. If the last day, day 7, is called the golden take, and the items are usually better. And you can see like +3 health, +1 stamina, +1 energy, +1 defense, +1 attack. If you physically search for those posts, then you're able to collect on 5 daily takes a day in addition to your own.
Oh.
And, you know, the early days, everything's crap. It's like I look at it and I'm like, I don't even want any of this. You know, and you share it with your mafia through a post. Now, what I found is the stream scanner picks these posts up, but it combines them all. So you have your regular daily take and your golden daily take, which is day 7. And you can kind of filter those by just going through and manually scanning, clicking the golden takes, and then going back to the log and manually clicking the link. You know, and you might have to run 3 or 4 of these scans a day, but it doesn't take very long. So if you're
scan.
So if you if you're strategic about it, you can be collecting 5 or more skill points every single day. So I didn't really see this as a nerf. It is more work and it's more spam than the old system. But
the old
system only had 3 days where you could possibly get something useful. And then you always didn't get it. Like sometimes instead of a stamina refill, you got a treasure chest key.
Yay.
So I don't know. Both systems could be better, but this one will offer more to your character if you utilize it. Now, like you said, it's kind of a pain in the butt and takes too much time. And I'm sure once the Autobots get a hold of it, like the wars, it'll be like impossible to find golden takes.
Now that you told everybody.
I'm sure they would do it.
I know.
But so far, every day it's been out, I've been able to get 5 skill points at least. Unless I pick health, you get 3.
Ah.
But like Chester said, the loot items are ridiculous. I would for once like to see them add something like kind of powerful that you would be excited about getting. And I don't see why they don't.
I am excited to get those. Those are my top loot now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I only get to replace my, like, brass knuckle.
But, you know, you're limited to 5 a day, so it's not like people would have 500 of them in 2 weeks.
Right.
But I do like the new system. It's kind of fun to see what you can get, and you get to pick what you want.
Now they need to fix the crime saves.
Oh, crap. The what saves?
The crime spree save.
Oh, the crime spree, yeah. Well, the way Jeff talked about it on the show, the Mafia War Insider shows, it sounds like he'd prefer to just get rid of it.
Do something. Then, I like to get the little extras, though, when I need it.
Yeah, but right, like 50 and 50. I mean...
But sometimes if you're just sitting there and you're about to level up and you've got nothing, it's helpful.
It is helpful on occasion. I would say I use those maybe twice a week.
Yeah, I wonder how many people forget about the full energy boost sitting in their marketplace in the Fight Club.
I don't.
I never forget that one too, but once in a while I will, and I'll be like, oh crap, I could have used that.
Yep.
And but you got to remember too, the only people that have that are the players that have got to a certain level on Fight Mastery, and there's a lot of people that don't.
That's
fight
true. Them. That's true. That's true.
Oh, really? So, what do you have to be at to get it? I assumed everybody had it.
No, I think level 21.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too hard to get in the early levels.
It's not that tough when you have to do 1,500 ices a season.
Yeah, you ought to be able to do it then, if you're keeping up with your family progressions.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of ice seasons, there isn't one this time around.
And it seems like people are happy about that.
No kidding.
I don't get why they're happy about it, because we have, but this would, not everyone is in this family module thing and ignores everything, but if you do the number of ices required for family progression every day for 2 weeks, you're going to do 2,100 ices. So the ice seasons was really just like an extra loot item every week or every other week.
Which I didn't mind having personally.
Yeah, but a lot of the reaction was people were happy.
Yeah, that's mostly what I saw on the walls, or thank God it's over.
But and I would be, I mean, I liked it, but if it keeps people playing the game, then I'm happy not to have it. Or a new player, like, what the heck is this?
Could be just completely overwhelmed.
Yeah, so if it's going to keep people playing, then it can't be that bad.
Oh, I have a question for you.
What?
As far as all of these insane amount of properties that I have all of a sudden,
uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I'm confused sometimes as to what I should have active and what I shouldn't have active.
Well, you can only have 5 properties active at a time. So you can only collect from 5 of them. Mm-hmm. And what people need to remember is, for family progression, you need 60 points to get mm-hmm. gold mastery on the properties. Now, your 4 original craftable properties are level 15. So it's a possible 15 points per craft. The new limited time properties are only 10 points each. So you have to at least have one of your originals in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it depends on what you want to do. Like in the, I believe it's the Weapons Depot, or one of them has, yeah, it's the Weapons Depot, the Wasp, will give you 4 skill points. Now, none of these craftable, these new limited time properties have anything higher than 4 points. Like you can get +4 defense in the biker clubhouse mm-hmm. and all the other ones have a highest of either +3 attack or +3 defense.
Right. So
if that's what you want, but you know, and also in the Weapons Depot, you can get +6 attack. So you want to see what's going to make the most skill points for you.
Right.
You know, and exactly. Everyone loves the Warthog and the zoo, because you can get 20 health for that. Mm-hmm. Or the wildebeest, but the warthog, you don't need as many parts.
Exactly.
So what I do is I just have the 4 original ones, and then I just put, like, I'm going to put the new one, which I was going to mention, the
martial arts dojo.
Yeah, the dojo.
The dojo.
The dojo, yes. Yeah.
Dojo. Dojo. Zanga's got a dojo.
Now, in addition to the +3 attack you can get from the best item, it's a henchman, and the stats are really good, so they'll count towards your equipment scores for now anyways. It's the sensei. Did I say that right?
Sensei.
Sensei. I don't know.
Miyagi-san. Sensei.
Sensei. Wax on, wax off.
Ooh, Japanese people are going to be really pissed off at you.
So the... The ruby level sensei, or sensei.
Sensei.
Sensei. He's 58 and 100 defense, and I don't think you'll have too many henchmen higher than that in your inventory. So by crafting one of those, you also get +3 attack. So I'm going to make sure that one's in my 5 for the day.
Right. Because we are...
Yeah, so it's just whatever is best for you.
It's just so many keep coming out, and I like turned around today, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's another one. What do I do?
And we're going to get another one next week.
It's really ridiculous because I don't have time to sit there and figure out what the hell I've got to post and then repost and then post again and then post it. It's nuts.
That's why we're asking Jen.
And you can get them up to level 10 pretty quickly if you continuously post your links. If you wait for the game for the 8 hours to post, then it's going to take you a while.
It's annoying and tedious.
Yeah, nobody really likes these. You go, if you open 3 windows and you generate the post but don't publish them, then copy the link. And then make it a short link, and you can reuse that link over and over. Now, Spockholm has the Mission Crew link, and there's an option to ask for parts on that as well. And there's not a time limit on it. You can post it. You can post it 5 minutes later. The one thing you do need to realize is that if your property is ready to be upgraded, meaning you have enough parts to upgrade it to the next level, if people try to send you parts before you upgrade it, they won't be able to. So you kind of want to do this when you're at the computer so you can keep upgrading to have those slots free.
I see.
Which I don't think that's fair either. Like if someone's going to take the time to send you something, you should
get it.
You should get it and have it apply to the next level.
Absolutely.
But that's not how it works.
That's just too easy.
Yeah.
It makes too much sense.
We also got a new mission. It's called You Killed My Father, Prepare to Die.
How sad.
I'm sure, Pete, you saw The Princess Bride.
Specifically must have seen it.
Not me.
Well, he seems to be into all that funky stuff.
Funky stuff.
Am I the only one who saw The Princess Bride?
I think I saw it, but
Princess
I couldn't
Bride
tell you.
Was a genius movie.
Thank you. Now say the part.
My name is Carlos Montoya. You'll kill my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
Well, that's
our new mission.
That's just so smooth.
And the mission is actually kind of easy. Unless you have glitches, but the loot items are just spectacular, like the best we've seen in any of the missions. But a lot of people are having issues with asking their mafia to send them stuff and it's not counting, the same old stuff. And then people are also finding that all their body bags disappeared.
Yeah, what's up with that? Who's the body bag thief?
Zynga's Black Hole. The same guy that's stealing everybody's clams.
I'm telling you. It's the assassin.
Snatchers.
It's the raven.
It's the raven.
Yeah.
And now Jeff the Knife's going to come back for some more.
And it seems like customer support is replenishing the body bags. Like I ran my inventory history and I lost 125 of them. And really the only reason to have body bags is if you're anticipating they'll be needed again in future districts. But it's the very first consumable item. So I don't know. I would think it's not probable that you would even need them again.
Likely we're going to need something new that we don't even know
about
yet.
Because I was thinking about that too, but the speakeasy, unless they upgrade that to include the new consumable items if added to the...
Yeah.
I'm thinking we'll need more of those concrete shoes. So that's what I've been working on. If I'm going to farm or make in my speakeasy is that. But you never know with them. But if they do introduce a new consumable, I would hope that they would remember to go and update the speakeasy. Because right now they have like satellite phones in there and Bangkok's not even open.
I don't need that stuff. I know. It's ridiculous. The things you can build.
So lots of issues. And there's also one part in the robbing arena for one of the tasks. And it's called a gin miller and it has really good stats. And it says to loot 7 from robbing. And what people found is if they use their Rob Squad boost during that part of the mission, they can get more than 7.
Oh, good point.
I wish I had known about that, but I only have 7. But so I've seen people have up to 21.
Wow.
So, but I'm sure most people have finished it already. because it's pretty easy. I didn't even have to spend reward points to do it. Well, I take that back. I did for one part, but it was only 8 reward points.
Yeah, even I'm done with it. So
it was nice to have something just to finish without spending a whole bunch of reward points to do.
Nice change of pace for you.
Yeah. But I'm sure by the time I posted it, everyone had finished it. But the Jin Millers have stats of attack 125 and defense 145. So if you haven't got to part 3 yet, make sure you go to my blog and read the tips on what you can do to get more of those. And they are still in my inventory. So hopefully we won't see another. What was that item that people kept that they didn't get credit for? Trigger happy.
No, oh, the Michiguns.
Yeah, the Michigun issue was solved too, but that mission is one of the Chicago-based missions. I believe it was 4th or 5th one. Requires that you loot 20 Michiguns or 10. And people weren't able, they're spending thousands of energy. And they did drop, but the rate was ridiculous. They fixed that so when your mission is active for that part, they drop everywhere. Like you can sneeze and not even click a button and you're going to have a Michigun.
Dang.
Even the New York job that costs 1 energy was dropping them.
You forgot to sneeze, Pete.
Oh, look, Michigun.
So it's kind of fun, too, because one of the free gifts for the anniversary was a Michigun.
I saw that.
Thanks.
No, thought of you, Pete.
Yeah, and we had a little, I don't know what this was, but remember the Adventure World cross promotion when basically everybody got one?
Yeah.
Well, the Cityville had a cross promotion, too. And all you had to do was click play now and you got the item. It was a firefighter's helmet and it was useful in your inventory.
I grabbed mine. Did all of you?
I don't know if it's still active.
I got it that day.
I didn't even see the promotion.
It said play Cityville today to get...
It popped up big. You can't miss it. Yeah.
I missed it.
Well, you should... go to my blog post and in the comments, somebody... I tried to put a link to it. But it's some people said it didn't work. Mm. But somebody put one in the comments and people said that worked. Mm.
It had to be the easiest cross promotion ever.
Yeah. And I didn't know that's all you had to do. So I like fired up my Cityville.
Yeah, you were refusing to play it because you're like, I'm not going to play.
Nah, then I couldn't resist. So then I just clicked on everything until I couldn't click anymore. And then left and it gave me this loot item.
Yeah, because you didn't have to play. And that's where they probably went wrong, although I'm not complaining. But yeah, if they really wanted people to check it out, you should have had to play. But no worries. Yeah.
Well, same with the Adventure World. I was mad that I spent all my time getting to level 5 and I didn't need to. It still makes me mad because I don't know how to do all those games. Like, I'm the kind of person when I see all these animation games, I just randomly and blindly click on stuff. And
why?
The only, because I just don't really get into it. And the only thing I figured out how to get experience was cleaning up my area. So my area was really, really clean, but it took a long time to get there. Yeah, I leveled by cleaning. I have no rocks or bushes in my Adventure World.
Really? Park. You don't have bushes anymore?
That's what she said.
Oh. So I was annoyed that everybody got it.
Yeah, you're going to have to just let it go.
Well, I still think they should go back and give the people that got to level 5 something.
Why? I'd still like to double my stamina from when I used to pay 2 for 1.
Oh, that's true.
So that's not going to happen.
No.
Oh, my God. I'd have so much stamina. Sorry. I'm not over it. We need therapy.
You need therapy. I don't care.
You definitely need therapy.
I'm just fine. Just give me a link to kill somebody.
Therapy.
But that's about it.
Well, Chester, what's going on in the family life?
Well, Meg's having fun. We're fighting. Having
We're
a good
fighting
time.
All kinds of people.
And I love it when friends bring friends.
We got that going on.
Yeah. I mean, we've had it where we've had 6 or 7 different families come in. I think, what was the largest number of families we had at one time?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think it was probably that TA fight we had years ago. Because there were so many different offsprings and people they called in. That seems to me like the biggest one, but I don't know.
Yeah, so we're having fun right now with a couple of families. And even while we were fighting them, we had a battle come in. So thanks, Triad. It was fun. We appreciate it.
Yeah, big fun.
I know people had fun. We won that one too, so we likes it.
But you know what I see in Mig is there is so much frustration, like we were talking about earlier in the show, with not showing up and the scores not changing. And
yep, I get it. All right, so yeah, and we were trying to figure out again what's the point system in the battles, because nobody really understands what the hell goes on. There's a lot of different things in different ways to get points,
and the math is confusing.
So we're basically getting points for several things: one, for icing somebody; two, for healing the fortress. For damaging the other person's fortress. And all of those are applied to both your team score and the individual score. Points per minute are based on fortress health, and they're applied to the team score only. What that means is that if you are healing the fortress, or if you are pounding the fortress down, the longer it's down, the more you're getting for points.
Right.
Not yours, the other family that you're fighting. Don't let yours go to zero and think, oh, I'm getting points. So it's not really going to help you. If you opt to get into the fight and you were alive, even if you didn't fight anybody, you're still getting points for healing your own fortress.
So do it.
So heal up. But remember, it's a double-edged sword. If you're getting pounded back in the dirt, then they're getting more points probably. So it's a toss-up. What do? Do you heal? Do you not heal? So in Mig, it's very easy. We heal up.
And you better hope enough of your family's there to help, because in the right situation, you should be able to keep everybody down and keep their fortress down too. Oh my gosh, I'm calling it a fortress now.
I know. You should be calling it the safe house.
The safe house. Thank you.
Anyway. So anyway, that's the thing. And remember, always do your homework. Just don't accept everything blindly. Some people will accept MIGs. Some people challenge MIG, and we're just not on the same level that they are. They're way below, and it's just not fun. Thank God it's only an hour.
Which is why they have to add the white flag.
You've got to do that, Zynga.
There's so many reasons I've seen this week that they need the white flag.
Absolutely. It's not helping anybody, especially them.
Because you want a new animal badge really bad.
Yeah, but boring because nobody they can't fight you back, then they should be able to surrender.
Absolutely. Or we should be able to just let them go.
Say dismissed.
Should be the reverse of the white flag. Here, let me pull that up the flagpole for you.
Or if you get to a certain score, like if you have so many more points than they do that it would be impossible for them to catch you.
I don't like that. I still don't like that.
Because he likes somebody to actually surrender.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but also, let's say that most of Mig is asleep at the time, and you've got a ton of points. It doesn't mean that we can't earn points fighting our way up.
Exactly.
You know? So sure. I don't want them to take that away from us. Allow us the choice. Don't just make it the mercy. I mean, I would say do this. If you're going to code it, give it the white flag. Also, let it so that the other family can give you the white flag. Just say, I'm just releasing you, run away. Or don't do the mercy one. Do it to where I can say, hey, I'm giving you the white flag. Do you want to take it? Let them choose to either yes or no.
Yeah, we're done. We don't want any more.
Exactly.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, the other thing that I noticed when I was running some tests with the battle, and our last one specifically was, and, you know, I can pretty well confirm this from the test we ran, is that the when you fight outside the battle, I mean, you could fight people that are in the battle outside the battle via the rivals list and stuff like that. You pointed it out once before, Chester, but we actually found out that if you actually fight people that are not in the battle in ISIM, we were getting points within the battle module. And from what I understand, Zynga hasn't been able to confirm that yet, but it's definitely something that's happening. So, you know, here's the scenario. You're in a battle. I'm an admin, so I'm automatically added. I go and decide, look, I don't want to fight in this battle at all. I'm just going to go and fight off my fight list, and I start getting ices over there. If I go back and look at my points in the battle module, I've actually gained points. Now, I would speculate that if I were losing the battle and people were knocking down my safe house, that, you know, each time my safe house rebuilds, I would get points for keeping the safe house alive. you know, or bringing it back up to 100%. It appears as though I'm actually getting points for the actual ices themselves. Not just, you know, that I just happen to be in the battle and I'm healing on occasion and that's helping my safe house stat somehow.
See, they got to get this fixed.
And that's my observation. Now, you know, is it my account that's doing it? I know that there was another person in the Spock family that was witnessing the same behavior. And the whole time this was going on, our safe house was at 100%. So
it needs to get fixed because it's a great feature. And unless they fix it, it's going to make people lose interest. Yeah. Is what I'm
my family
I'm
doesn't
seeing.
Like to do them.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that a lot of whining and a lot of things with all kinds of families about this. So be nice.
Like everyone keeps saying, let's wait for the bugs to be fixed.
But then you want to play. Like when it's on, I want to play.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So I'm
still
going
to. Or if you just have to just sit there on a fight list the whole time. I want a challenge. I don't want it to be stagnant. That's the whole reason for having battles and wars and things like that.
Exactly. I like it. I like it. I just would really like it if they could just fix everything to reassure everybody that their ices count. They're part of this battle. Because I don't know. I don't know about your Jen and Pete, your family, but there's a lot of drama all over the place and controversy about whether you should be doing the family battle or if you should be doing the boss fight or fighting your real battles or...
Or family progression.
The family progression. I mean, there's so many things going on that I'm seeing players confused about what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing because there's so much to do.
Well, I think that's where there has to be family discussion. And we are facing that now in Spock where we have some people that are really gung-ho to be battle mongers. And then we've got others that are, you know, they're just happy to do...
Want to knock down the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and there are some people in Spock that... They live for boss fights. I mean, that's there's no question about that. They'll do them day in, day out, I would imagine.
Well, and different players have different appeal to each of these features.
Right. And that's the tough part about it is, you know, because, you know, how do you find that delicate balance in the family? And, you know, you almost have to say at some point, look, you can't criticize somebody because they're doing this portion of, you know, the game. And here you are wanting to do this portion. You know, if you really want to be truly in just a fighting family, then you probably need to go find a fighting family. If you want to, you know, we are more a generalist family. I mean, in the sense of, you know, we're there doing daily
everything.
Game stuff,
yeah.
You know, and everything across it. We're really trying to do family progression as much as we possibly can. But we've also been very open in the enrollments that we've taken. Or in the recruitment. So you have people that are very low level. They don't have enough stamina yet to be, you know, doing the kind of, you know, 150 ices in a, you know, a day to do the family progression 100%. And you have to accept that that's the way it is till they build their characters up and move on. Now, we probably could have put more stringent, you know, requirements. You know, one of the things we are looking at is with the family manager, there's a point system based on the activities that you're doing. And one of the things we are possibly saying is that if you don't have a minimum of 5,000, you know, points within a month's time, then there's going to be questions about whether or not membership is worth it. Because if you can't at minimum do 500 points, which is ices, robbings, I mean, all these different things, some of which doesn't even affect the family progression, but at least it shows you're active, you know, then you got to say, you know, if you're not doing that much, then are you really, you know, needing to be part of this particular family? Because we are trying to get through those things. So,
right.
Anyway, back at you, Chester.
We're stealing his segment.
From the field, this has been Pistol Pete. Back at you, Chester.
Thanks, asshat. In other news. Mike
today.
Is still in the hopper.
Somebody open the hopper and let him out for some air.
Hell no. All right, so I had a little anomaly hit today, just a little bit ago, when I went into the family place in the battles. You know how it shows the skirmish and the battle, and it shows what your rank is? Neither of those would show up. You could hit the tabs between skirmish and battle, but it would never show anybody in there. So I don't know if it's just a fluke or if it's an actual issue that they have.
I think that's stolen stats. I'd contribute that to Zynga again.
Lots of stuff is missing.
it's like those stats that got stolen out of the families, you know, all the ices and everything else. Then,
oh yeah,
or it could be your million clams.
The million clams. Yeah. Yep.
They never did adjust that either. That makes me mad. And nobody got their stats back.
Wow.
It's the Raven.
He just took those too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna blame him for everything that's wrong.
He's in protective custody now. Down in Tijuana.
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 Okay. I don't see anything else really happening yet. Hopefully they're working on some new stuff. Hopefully they got a bunch of stuff on the hopper.
In the hopper, yeah.
I just want them to fix what's already out there. I don't even care about the hopper anymore. The Zynga hopper, anyway.
I agree.
They need to shut that down for a couple weeks. And I will admit, it's been... This week has been kind of smoother than most weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem a lot of stuff is coming at us. But it could be the quiet before the storm, and next week we'll get slammed.
It usually is. That quiet week always leads to chaos.
Yeah, but again, look at the things that haven't happened. We don't have a new season thing going on. They got rid of Jeffrey and his little tiny knifey poo. And then we got to replace him. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Exactly.
And the mission was a lot easier than it has been in previous weeks.
Yep. So that's good. Things can only get better, right?
We're counting on you to make sure of it. Exactly.
All right. My shout out is going to be to, let's see, AIM.
AIM.
Yes. The Association of Indian Mafias and their little assault zone, their global arena thing. I don't know what started this whole battle, but it's funner than hell. It's good banter going back and forth. I'm challenging them to see if they can actually ice me twice in 10 minutes. I doubt they can do it, but I'm putting that out there for them.
I did notice that you were preoccupied.
Yeah. This is not a challenge to all of you in Mafia Wars, all right? This is to a certain person who just loves to sit on me during this battle. And I don't believe I can hit it. I can't beat him back, which is fine with me. I'll just keep healing. He can waste all his stamina on me and then buy more reward points, which keeps our game here. See, I'm benefiting all of us here. But,
thank you.
Yeah, so I'm challenging him, and I don't think he can do it. So that's what I'm doing. So to him, Balaram, I have a challenge out to you. Hopefully you can do it within 10 minutes. Ice me twice, brother. I don't think you can. And then to my Miglet. I think that's it.
You sounded like you were getting teary.
I know. I thought he was going to start crying.
I know. It's okay, Daddy.
The Miglets. I love you guys. I love you.
Hey, Mig has a birthday coming up, 28th of October. So to all you ex-Mig, get ready. I'm going to be asking you guys if you want to come back and buy us some drinks. And yep. have a huge war, a free-for-all with everybody else. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Chester. I'm going to give a shout out to Orlando. He's one of our Miglets that's had a rough week, so I wanted to give him a little shout out.
Absolutely.
Thinking about you.
About everything that's going on, brother.
Yep. We're thinking of you.
Yep. Jennifer.
I want to give my shout out to the Mafia War Gods, and especially Kathy Jensen.
That's like the second one that you've given out to these guys?
Maybe. Have we been doing this 100
times? How many times you give it to the Miglets?
And there's a lot of them.
Every show?
My Miglets deserve it.
Well, so do the Mafia War Gods. They help me with a lot of my posts.
I'm just asking.
Oh. Well, let me thank the people
them
that
are stinking admins.
Me this week.
And trust me, they stink. At least Mike does. He's been in the hopper by himself.
Poor Mike. But to John and Elaine White, Lassie Berger, and if I'm pronouncing these wrong, I'm sorry. Kathy Jensen and Kanu, because they helped me on a few posts that I would not have been able to make had they not provided me the information. And I can always count on that group that will have somebody in it that can answer questions I have.
And Kanu's awesome. He's very helpful in many ways about the game.
Cool. Patri.
I'm going to give my shout out tonight to Chris Key. He's a listener of the show. He goes by Chris Nubasaurus. I think he's fought in a couple of our mocks.
He's a MIG. A former MIG.
And guess what? He's leaving the game.
No.
Yep. Yeah, he's posted to our checklist and toolbar group, and extremely active.
Very active.
He's done a tremendous amount for the community, and especially with building on those tools and new links and all kinds of stuff. And he announced today that he's going to be leaving the game. So we're kind of very sad to hear that. But
he's a great guy. It's a loss.
Yeah, he said.
I'm tired of this.
His comment was that if Zynga had to release Chicago without any bugs, that it might not have happened. But he's just so sick and tired of having to deal with things that don't work. And, you know, and this is a common thread and theme that we hear. It's not, you know, it's people aren't looking for a million things to do in the game. They're just looking for the few things to work the way, you know, they're designed. And, you know, eventually you either got to step up and you got to start fixing it, or you're going to start seeing more and more people dropping off.
And an active, great player, that it's a loss. So
yep.
He's a Absolutely. Good friend, so it's a shame to see him go. But
that is, he makes a lot of comments on my blog, too.
Yep.
We've actually got another MIG that's actually leaving as well. He told me yesterday, and that sucks.
Who?
To a friend of mine named Mike.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people that are just overly stressed. So I hate to see good people go, especially that are your friends. I'm hoping Chris will still be my friend, so don't delete us.
Nubistoris will always be our friend.
He actually said he would continue to listen to the show. He really enjoys listening. So that's, you know, especially why I wanted to make sure I got him a shout-out. So to you,
Chris. Day.
To you, Chris. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Hang in there. More power to you for taking the walk.
Absolutely.
It was something we all kind of want to do.
We have our moments.
Oh, yeah.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I love this game so much.
I don't know what to do.
Anyway, so
that's a wrap.
Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you later. I want a car, skid and crash into the brave new world. I want to ride.